The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you for downloading and checking us out this week. We hope you are enjoying the ongoing adventures of the Drifter's crew. Last time, Kevin, we had very interesting diversion.
Good. I'm glad you found it interesting. Yes.
My children.
Yeah.
They are psycho.
Actually, you know what? Since I talked a lot in the last episode, I said in the last episode, you get Rob. Why don't you summarize it? They were all your children.
That's true. We got up. We finished Quentin Side Out.
Yeah.
Only to find out that our ship had been invaded by some bounty hunters who were trying to ransom us off. They ran into my menagerie, and it did not go well for them.
That's right. Your menagerie, which, you know, now either has, you know, a little bit more guilt or a new collection of body parts for its hoard, or you know, can negotiate for more time out of their tubes, depending. But the menagerie definitely assisted, and they also freed Squeebo, who definitely dissolved that doctor because you know, the doctor was torturing. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I tried to kill Squeebo once, and I'm totally down with that. It's cool.
You were left towing the bounty hunter ship, the Pequod Malibu, and you also have a hacker devil that you're storing in a Faraday cage in a that is around a computer drive. And you've got coordinates that were given to you by Umsala, your you know, kind of, I'd say, pirate freebooter, old school drifter friend, and her scary Kasatha operative companion Sontanax, of Where to Meet, which at the time was in 2 weeks, but is now closer to like 10 days or a week. I think that's about it. That's what you got.
Let's start by talking to Black Hat.
Oh, and two insane / drug addled remnants of that previous crew.
Yep. Fun.
Yep. Well, we'll take those guys somewhere.
Yeah, we're going to try and start flushing their system.
Out of the airlock? Just that's a different kind of flushing, my bad.
Okay.
I cannot believe we called him a computer devil when Server Demon is right there. I mean,
he's a daemon.
Yeah.
Daemon? Like Damon Lindelof?
Yeah, like Damon Wayans.
Oh, that makes sense.
Matt Damon.
Dave.
All right. Yeah, you can. Let's see. You're using the brig to store the remnants of the crew, Leela and Duke. of the Pequod Malibu. And so, yeah, where do you want to do this interrogation?
We can probably take a server out to where there's some room. We might even do it in the
a holographic amusement chamber.
No, because if he gets a hold of that, we're screwed.
Yeah, that's fair.
We can.
By the way,
it
occurs to you that that's probably why Lila was so negatively affected is that her nanites like integrated with the chamber, so she was like really feeling everything that was happening.
Mm. Oh. All right, so additional note, we need to recalibrate that thing. Again. Yeah, let's take him to the mess hall or whatever you...
Yeah.
Or, yeah. I'm going to do these guys eat?
The devil?
Yeah.
Is that something I would know offhand with the... biohacker nonsense.
Sure. So having like access to your kit and stuff like that again, and having done some research on them, no, they don't have to eat. They can eat, but they don't require sustenance, and they don't process it the way normal human bodies do, or any really organic body does. They're composed of planar elements from another world, so they can basically destroy food by consuming it, but they can say that they taste things. Maybe they do, maybe they don't, but typically they don't eat.
Got it. Mountain Dew and Cheetos.
That's definitely what those other daemons had going on.
Yeah.
Do you convey this to us? Okay, go ahead.
They don't so much eat as a are capable of consuming.
Okay. Why don't we get some food on the table? We can offer it if he wants it. But again, he seems pretty reasonable. So we can maybe this can be this doesn't have to be an interrogation unless he makes it one.
No. Sign of goodwill.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm hungry.
Goodwill. Damon?
Yes. There's something there. How do you like them apple 2Es? Oh, why didn't I have that for like
that? That was good. I like that.
Yeah. I didn't have that for the jokes. It's like all I wrote here was, why did the ship get so dirty when it docked? Because it was a scuzzy port. All I wrote down, I didn't even get it out. All right, yeah. Yeah, nobody even knows what a scuzzy point is anymore. It's not just a bad computer joke, it's ancient.
All right. So, yeah, you get set up in the mess, and you can disable the Faraday cage, and you can send a signal with the remote hacking ability you have, Bob, to communicate to the devil if you wish.
I will do that, but caution him to behave himself when he comes out.
Yep, fair enough. So he emerges. He looks basically fully recovered at this point, as you guys have, you know, taken stock of the place, talked to yourself. He's been able to do a short rest himself. He takes a look around, sees a chair at the end of the table, claims it, and looks at your food. What are you serving?
Probably
chips.
We were in Absalon Station recently, so we might have actually restocked some actual food.
Yeah, have some like fresh food as opposed to just like cup of noodle.
cup of noodles with space HUDs on it. So yeah, we probably got some like an actual assortment of like snacky things. Some like
jerky.
Yeah. Yeah,
like some like algae chips for Amu.
Yeah, probably some decent tofu.
We eat anything.
Yeah,
some gach.
Yeah,
sushi.
A whole kugel. You know, just whatever we could find. We probably like put it in order, like when we docked, and we were like, one of this and this and this and this and this and this and this, and this. I didn't like think too hard about like nutritional content or whatever, because it's going to run out and we're going to be back on rations pretty soon.
So he starts, picking at some of the food, make himself a little plate while he puts his boots up on the table. He'll toss back some of the algae chips and be like, that's the best algae chips I've ever had. No cap.
Oh. Well, that's good. Okay, so as you see, we have more of a rehabilitative program here on the Squeaky Clean. So, if you play ball, we're willing to let you have, as much freedom as we can reasonably have while being adventurers and drifters and not wanting too many side stops and problems. Although if you have somewhere you want to go, I mean, we could take you potentially. I guess question one is, who sent you?
First off, you guys being cool? Bet. No doubt.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know things, and I want things from you in return.
Okay.
The things I know put me at risk, so I need to be compensated for that risk. The first thing I want, the most important thing I want, is my freedom. Now, okay. I'm willing to keep talking to you guys because I understand you probably want a couple extra pieces of information. That's fine. But then you have to let me go.
Are you sure? We have, as you can see, you could be part of a very diverse crew.
I somehow think you're going to cramp my style.
You do have a lot of that going on, so. Okay.
How do you know, though, that when we let you go, you won't just go back to whoever sent you and rat us out?
I am going to run from whoever sent me as fast as I possibly can.
I'll turn on detect thoughts. I know it's not a lie detector, but I just like to keep a handle on it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let me know if something pops out at some point. It's like, turn one, is there thoughts?
Does one have to actively make like a sense motive check in order to, sense motives?
Yeah.
You can declare that you'd like to make one whenever you want, but it doesn't mean I'm going to tell you anything.
No, you're going to tell me. Hang on, I can't find my character sheet. I'm having a day.
Yeah, last session didn't really require it. So, let me check the old bluffaroo here. Could you make a sense motive check, Hecubino?
Sure. That'll work. 28.
Yeah, you're very good at this. So you're good enough to tell that this person is quite experienced at keeping their mind blank or proceeding down deliberate thought chains. Sure. Basically, there are some intuitive, well, they're intuitive if you've trained for this, which this person clearly has, or, you know, was created that way. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
Where it's like, let's say normal people, when a stray thought occurs in their head, they get consumed by it for a little bit, at least long enough for you to pick up on it.
Right.
This person has a, like, it's really hard to keep stray thoughts from coming up, especially in a conversation where something might trigger a memory or something else. This person basically has a, it's not like stray thoughts don't come up. It's that when they come up, they basically click dismiss on them. Mm-hmm. They're like, I understand, thought dismissed, I'll get to you later. And so they're really good at kind of maintaining.
Yeah, they don't give me a lot of, not giving me a lot to like grab onto.
Now you can track their thoughts as you're going. That's totally possible, but it doesn't seem like you're getting past essentially what they're saying. Maybe some other stuff around it. At least
that's
currently.
Fair. I'll just keep it on as like an additional monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am okay with that, assuming that I'll kind of motion to everyone else, assuming everybody's okay with that. I want to believe that whoever sent somebody of your caliber is pretty scary, so you probably wouldn't want to have failed a mission for them.
That would get me killed.
Right. Okay. How about this? We can set a timer. And we'll let you go at the end of it. But you have to answer our questions during that time, and it has to be in good faith, right? If you start talking very slowly or drag your feet, we'll assume that you're stalling. How about that?
Black Hat's eyes narrow at the use of the term good faith. And you actually do catch something come across, because it's just too pure a thought for them to it's like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
That's a, like, yeah. Let me ask you something.
How would you even define, like, how could you even know, like, how would you even define that? Right.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So
it occurs to you, you're operating with something that is like definitionally not a good faith actor.
Right. Okay. So, in that case, I'd be like, all right. Well, then let's just engage in some dialogue, and we'll see which ideas naturally on their own merit rise to the fore.
And if you mess with us too much, I'll spear you again.
That too.
Well, all right. So let's not engage in violence. You know,
we're so good at it.
Well, and I don't doubt that that's true, but I can mess up your ship.
That's
I'm
true.
I'm really good at that.
We're so not
threats. We're just, will get you nowhere.
Yeah, we're not. Like, you know, the threat of violence is there, right? Like, again, you're a professional. We're professionals. Like, we can mess each other up. In fact, messing things up is what we both have in common. We're really good at that, right?
Yeah, I can appreciate the meritocratic approach. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. So, I am, however, burning a bridge, so to speak. The person or persons that hired me, well, they're more powerful than I am. And so, I'm kind of making an enemy. And no offense to y'all, but I'm more scared of them than I am of you.
That's reasonable. I guess I would say you have already made that enemy by failing at this mission.
Yeah, that's why I'm talking to you.
And the conditions about how you are released will probably have could be a lot more beneficial to you. Like, say, we have some pretty decent hackers in our midst. You went up against Bob before you even try to like stack it or rank YouTube. It doesn't matter. He's pretty good. He can write any number of things that could potentially help at keeping you anonymous or draw attention away from you or whatever. That's negotiable.
All right. So here's what I want. I want to be released.
Okay.
After our questioning, which I only know so much, and I can provide you a little bit of extra information if I get access to the infosphere, which I understand you don't want me to have access to because that would potentially allow me to escape. So, you can control my access, see where I'm going. Basically, Bob, right?
Correct.
Yeah, you can use a proxy that controls my traffic. You can set it up so you can see what I'm doing and authorize everything before I do it, so that I can show you what I have to show you. But in return, I get my freedom after we're done talking, which can last my freedom. Less no or my terms of being here with you last no longer than a day. I demand access to the public infosphere as my method of egress. Obviously, if I don't answer your questions, then you know you're not going to hold up your end of the deal. So fine, but I bet I can answer all of your questions in less than a day.
Sure.
I also get, from Team Lizard Brain, all of you to do an ad for my decentralized peer-to-peer art music philosophy currency called Pitchcoin. It's part of Infosphere 6.0.
I guess we are our heels now.
How about...
That's a horrible scam, right?
How about...
What? What are you talking about? It's decentralized. Do you not understand DeFi? It literally can't be a scam.
How about this? We let you go into the public infosphere. You promise never to mess with us again directly, and Bangy and I will cut a voice promo for it.
I need video. Voice is like 10% of video.
All right. I'd be willing to throw video in.
But I will promise never to mess with you again, largely because I'm going to stay here as clear from you in all of this situation as possible.
Yeah.
Is that because of who hired you?
All right. How about you promise that if you encounter who hired you and manage to survive the situation, you'll let us know?
No deal. If I encounter who hired me, I'm in a world of hurt. I can't make a promise about that. I mean, I can, but it won't be true.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I guess that's fine by me. We will let you go, release you into the public infosphere before that, and we'll, Bangy and I will cut a promo for you with video. But we do want to be able to have some editing power over what we say. We'll still do it, and we'll do it in, but we also want to make sure that, oh, I don't know, if this, say, was found to be a scam, not saying it is, but was found to be a scam, we wouldn't be legally liable.
Yeah, oh, just those people.
Don't worry. We have the best liability waivers. Yeah, liable? Oh, no. I understand that. Covering your it's CYA. Yep. Got it.
Okay.
Totally fair.
All right. That sounds fine by me. So we are going to have Bob create a proxy.
Beep boop beep. Done.
Okay. And we can let you have some limited infosphere access if you need to show us something. And then we'll talk about what your mission was, who sent you, etc. Plus whatever else you want to share that you think is relevant. Because I suppose, on the other hand, we are big enough stumbling blocks for whoever sent you. So the more information you give us, the less likely they're going to worry about you.
Yeah. So the what I'm going to show you will probably raise some questions. So let's just start with that. And then it's going to answer a bunch of your questions, and then you're going to have more questions. Sure. So you should know that because I'm a professional, whenever I do a job, I do a little digging. I like to come prepared. And that means knowing a little bit about who hires me. In this case, I knew that the one who hired me was not to be trifled with. More powerful than me, different expertise. So I'm better at what I do. But still not messing around. So I developed a little insurance policy just to be sure, you know, in case they ever come after me, I have something.
Or if they renege on something. Sure.
Yeah. I'm going to show it to you, but I control the information. And since it's useful in keeping me alive, I'm not going to. You can't record it and you can't download it.
Okay.
So I know you have recording devices, and I also know that there are ways to blank them out in this area. So let's set one up, shall we?
Quentin.
Setting up. Engaging the cone of silence.
Black Hat will inspect, basically, like, there. You have those devices that Rain gave you that will prevent people from listening in on you and recordings and stuff like that. Yeah. So if assuming you actually set something up that does that, Black Hat inspects it and makes a, you know, computers check or two to be sure that it's legit. Otherwise, if you're just saying, like, oh, I do it, then Black Hat will be like, no, you need to make it. I need to be able to verify that it's done.
Sure. I am going to do it, but I'm also going to try and see if there's any way I can trick him by keeping one of my onboard recorders running. But
I was going to say I wasn't going to make a strong, like, make my opinions know strongly one way or the other. So if somebody wants to keep something on, like Hegubino is not being like, absolutely not, no one keep anything on. He just, like, calls for it to be done.
Cool. Quentin, I would allow a bluff or a computers check. Your choice.
I'm pretty sure I'm better at bluff. But the question is, am I better at bluff than this Schmendrick? And the answer is...
Well, you need to beat a sense motive, or whatever it's called now.
Sense motive.
From a step.
Oh, yeah, sense
motive. But, in this case, it would be my... Yeah, well... I'm using my computers to determine whether it's actually done or not.
Well, sure. Fortunately, I'm only 92% computer, so I'm going to use my best sneakiness, and I'm going to get a nat 20.
Jeez, that's insane.
Quentin blocks all the recording systems except for 15 in his hole that are untraceable.
But like, so fitting, right? It's like, if there's one thing that Quentin would be really good at, it would be this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He is literally, you know, a camera bot.
Yep.
All right. So Black Hat checks the frequencies and like goes through all the common stuff. And you know, sure enough, all that stuff's blocked. And he even like does a double check. Be sure you haven't hacked any of those. And you haven't, because you have like a different recording device that operates, you know, completely independently of all of these.
Autonomously.
Yeah, that was installed maybe, I don't know, for areas that have like electromagnetic interference or something like that, because that's a common issue in... Like,
it's not in Quentin's specs, so he doesn't know to look for it.
Yep. And so you're able to pull it off. Well, all right. Jeez. How many times are you going to... I'm going to be like, man, I don't think you're going to get away with this. And then, boom!
I mean, eventually you'll think he'll really roll nat one, and then you'll be like, oh, yeah, you that really didn't work.
So, beep, 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 beep. Pulling up a, it looks like it's a video archive, Bob. It's in the deepest, darkest depths of the dark infosphere.
Ooh, scary.
Oh, yeah, so scary. So, you know, like, they're using all sorts of, you know, redirectional routers and all that sort of stuff to be sure, like, the traffic has bounced around the galaxy before arriving wherever it is. And, you know, a lot of this stuff is maintained by, like, either spy agencies or, like, pirates, smugglers, that kind of... those are the people that use this particular realm of the dark infosphere. I mean, the Android Abolitionist Front probably does too, for what's worth. But checking out his destinations before he gets there, it does look like it's probably just a video file. Now, you know, video files can have stuff embedded in them that could like play weird runes or weird sounds or something like that. And you can't confirm 100% that this is safe, but it doesn't look like he's particularly trying to like hack or get out or something like that. It does look like he's trying to show you something.
Okay. I will play it then.
All right. You get a video of a board meeting.
Can we tell where this is at?
This is in some fancy schmancy boardroom in Abadar Station, or not Abadar Station, Absalom Station. It's a slip. It's a it's a reasonable
it like
slip
an
of the tongue.
Boardroom, like the logo around.
There's also like a planet named like what is it like Absalon? No,
there is an A planet in.
Yeah, it's like the Drow planet. It's like very similar too.
Yep. So, they're reviewing. It's a bunch of suits, very well dressed. You know, immaculate. Very, very rich. Expensive materials, all that. The boardroom has like a long, thin rectangular table, your classic boardroom. They, you know, they've been reviewing charts and earnings and performance reviews and different reports and all of that. The person at the front of the board, the head seat, evidently the chairman, a dwarven woman, stout, looks older. She's got gray in her braided hair. Keen, like, gray eyes. Definitely dressed in the Abadar robes, but cut in a, like, a bit, they're business robes. She says, I think we've put this off as long as possible. Too long. We must address a disciplinary issue. We have a member in our midst who is not adhering to Abadar's tenets. And the whole, you know, board goes. They have enriched themselves at the expense of the common people, of our, the people we are meant to serve. And they have done so in the most heinous and disgraceful way possible. Financial accounting fraud.
How dare they?
This individual has violated terms 3, 6, 7, and 11 from our sacred text, The Order of Numbers. And as a result, I must move to expel them from this board. And expel them, indeed, from the Church of Abadar entire. At that, a man who is, you know, quite attractive, human, tall, fit, not old, not young, perfect blonde hair, that golden tan skin, bright white eyes with gold irises. He smiles his big toothed smile. And he says, ah, yeah. Okay. I knew this day was coming sooner or later. You know, the hypocrisy that this board shows is astonishing. Did you ask any questions when my sector was the only one holding up our whole index when I outperformed every other Archon? No. People didn't ask questions then. You were happy to have me. And sure, maybe I've cut a couple of corners, made some tough business decisions along the way. But that's what this clergy needs. They need a doer, someone who's going to get it done. They need someone who delivers. And I always deliver. Now you turn on me? I'm afraid that just won't do. Yeah, that dog just won't hunt, friends. Well, fortunately for us, Mr. Souljet, this decision isn't up to you. I move, pending investigation, Eon Souljet's seat at this board be vacated. Point of order. Point of order. No motions from the board can be undertaken when Abadar Corp is under contention of ownership. But we're not. Oh, I think you'll find that we quite are. I think it's something we'll call, oh, I don't know, a hostile takeover. He gestures, and his assistant, the 8-foot tall android that has six arms, or four arms, rather, four arms with six fingers each, they're narrow, condescending smile face. Their skin is this shiny black with gold accents, transparent in places so you can see the gears underneath, transforms in front of you into something altogether more terrifying. It still maintains the same arms, but it takes on the appearance of this creature with horns. Its skin becomes red and gold, and sprouting out from it, in place of all of the normal like hollow screens that Aurea keeps around them at all times, in place those same hollow screens become scrolling screens of contract-like text, all written in Infernal. The people here, which you guys recognize as the language that it's the same script you saw with Warp, or excuse me, the Witch Warper from your team that was murdered.
Right before she died.
Yes. Yeah. Her name was Zem. Zem the Witch Warper. And Aurea, now revealed to be some diabolic entity, is surrounded in flames, summons forth a small army of cybernetically augmented and equipped with the best gear imaginable. Devils, some have like these long, spiky, pointy beards. Others seem to be just made of bone. They start immediately hacking into the Abadar Corp board as Aurea also just lays waste to them with powerful fireballs. Some of them seem reasonably competent, but they are not prepared for this ambush. Eventually the dwarf chairman, she reaches up to Eon Solja and like slaps a hand on him, leaving a bloody handprint on his otherwise immaculate attire, and says, "You won't get away with this." And Eon just kind of smiles down at them and says, like, "That's the difference between us. You're so convinced that people want your way. They want to be taken care of, treated well, told the truth. That isn't what people want. I know what they want. And I'm going to give it to them." And then he just pushes the chairman down, and she collapses in a heap of flaming bodies that are being butchered by devils. And then the video cuts out.
It's messed up.
Wow. That's a whole new level.
Surprising, but not
that surprising.
Not that surprising.
When did this happen?
I mean, first off, does it really matter? Second off, a while ago.
Just was wondering where in the timeline it fits with Drifters.
Yeah, here's the date.
Where does it fit in the timeline?
before any of you.
All right.
But not that long ago. I mean, like months or a year ago, something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm guessing it was Souljet that hired you then?
Actually, no. It was Aria.
Okay.
So to just further contaminate all the agents of Abadar Corp?
Well, I was hired to hack Quentin specifically.
Oh, right.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Why?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my job was to be able to control his actions and report on everything you did. Unfortunately, I kind of tampered with his personality matrix a little too heavy-handedly. Aria didn't tell me why, per right. se. They didn't. They don't communicate their desires like that. But, yeah.
We know what kind the of devil thing... they are.
Yes, I'm not going to tell you that one. Well, you should be able to figure it out, is what I'll say. I'm playing a dangerous... I'm playing a... you get the glimmer from your detect thoughts, Hecubino, that, yeah, that's right.
What is she saying?
Contract devil.
Okay.
Basically, so, there's a couple things you should know. First of all, I've broken the terms of a contract with Aria. Aria knows about that immediately. So, they don't know how I've broken it. They don't know where I am, but they know I've broken it. And they could kill me immediately, like right now.
Yeah, we see that in action.
If they wanted to. However, I'm not a dummy, and I have a dead man switch that I've communicated with them. So right now, that video is what's keeping me alive. Make sense?
Makes sense.
Makes sense.
Stalemate.
She could still hire assassins, or they could still hire assassins to kill me, and I imagine they will. But, you know, I'm going to try to stay away from them.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, I have a question.
Shoot.
And I want you to know that I'm asking this question purely for informational purposes. The type of devil that he is, could he, like, you take, say, a point-blank laser rifle blast in the face? Like, if something were to shoot him right now, right in the eye, would that be something that Quentin would know would not be fatal?
It would probably not be fatal, considering that Vangie hit him pretty square multiple times, and he was fine. He's got a fair number of hit points.
In short, yeah, you would need to, like, be able to try to, I don't know, decapitate him while he wasn't moving at all. Just a laser blast to the face, this guy's skin is pretty laser resistant. You know, like, he is tougher than Vangie, for point of reference. And you
and
can
I
shoot
shot Vangie a number of times.
Yeah, so, like, not to say that a one-shot is impossible in this game. It certainly is possible, right. Because basically I would consider it like an automatic critical hit, and maybe they'd have to make a save or something like that. But based off the amount of punishment you've seen this thing take, you think
it doesn't seem likely that would be okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just, you know, purely informational purpose.
Yeah. So ask away.
What did you get paid for this job?
Oh, we have a whole method of a separate stream of currency. Your Abadarn credits are cute, but they don't go very far in the underworld.
Completely fungible.
What do you know about Aeon Souljet?
You know, human, Abadar person. I don't really care. I've worked with Abadar people before. they tend not to like what I do because it is often illegal. But I was surprised at how willing they were to go along with it. They seem to have a better sense of the big picture. Also, they seem to have changed a bunch of the laws, which let me do a lot of cool things, and it wasn't even a problem.
Is Aria working? Is that her name? Or the
Aria. Yeah.
Are they working? Are they actually working for Soljit, or are they working for someone else and are just partnered with them?
I don't know of anyone Aria reports to, other than theoretically Soljit, though typically someone that powerful doesn't report to a human, but stranger things have happened. They've got a reputation as someone carving out quite a domain, meaning they're not just your average contract devil.
So they're trying to get Duke status or something?
They're certainly making plays. I don't know if they're making, going to try to become some sort of, like you say, Duke or Archduke or anything like that. But they seem pretty well tied up here in this world. But yeah, they're definitely making big plays. I'll say this about Soljit. When we were negotiating, I hit him with every single thing I had, because sometimes you need to just test people just to be sure. And he was completely unaffected. So at the very least, he's got powerful protections.
Right.
Have all the Quentin units been infected by other ones like you?
A, I don't know. B, there's no one like me. C, I doubt it.
Yeah, this is a very custom job.
Yeah. No, let me tell you, there are other hackers, not as good as myself, but other hackers out there. But there aren't so many. There's not nearly as many as there are androids, I'll tell you that.
Did he tell you anything about why he cares so much about us?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Oh, yeah, no. Nope, no idea. I assume you guys know.
We have some ideas. What format were your reports supposed to take? Were you going to send them video? Were they just status reports?
No. We have sort of a secure messaging that takes place in Infernal.
So we couldn't reasonably...
I could show it to you, but I promise you Bob won't let my my connections go through. Those places could take over this whole ship.
So we can't reasonably fudge them then.
I mean, I could fudge them, but if you know Infernal well, and I told you the codes, then you could maybe do it. It's a tricky language, though, Infernal. Most newcomers, it's very easy for us to tell that you don't know what you're like, a devil versus someone else. You just don't use there's more words in Infernal that have very specific meanings. So
an improper pronoun can lead to a complete misappropriation.
All the better to trip you up on a contract, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Can Hecubino hear my thoughts?
If we're touching, maybe.
And you do remember, because he's had to touch you a lot recently, that his mind link does work through touch.
Yeah, I do have the tech thoughts on, so if...
Hmm.
If he's thinking them real hard, I should be able to pick them
up. That's fair. Yeah, I like that. You can try to think at him.
Hecubino, I speak Infernal fluently.
Okay. But it's also one way, just so you know.
Hecubino will say, okay, would you be willing to show us the format of these things?
I don't know what good it's going to do, though, considering that his employer already knows that he's broken the contract.
That's true. That's true. If he already knows that he broke it, then that doesn't really help us.
No. I'm going to bet, by the way, that you're in a lot of danger.
Yeah, oh. We already knew that.
Like, I'm in danger, but they're also going to come after you. Because they really, typically, I know Aria and their sorts. I mean, I don't know Aria particularly well, but I've dealt with them a lot. And they're control freaks, okay? They like to have everything on little strings that they manipulate. So when one of those strings gets cut, they don't just, like, let you go.
Right. No, we get that. We do have one thing going for us, which is that we're pretty much constantly careening out of control. So it's pretty hard for someone to actually, as you have seen, for someone to manage to get enough of a handle on us that we can't, you know, roll away in some way.
Do you have any idea what the financial irregularities were? And like, my guess would be that they're tied to drifters.
Oh, I mean, sure. Yeah, I do. Yeah, you want some of the data? I can give you that. Well, I can show it to you.
That'd be great.
If I give you the data, then I'm going to need like all six members to endorse my my pitch coin. And I'm going to need it to run at least 3 times. And I need final editorial approval.
It's all right. We'll see it. That'll just give us a place to start sniffing around.
All right. Yeah. Here, take a look.
Too bad we don't have a team mind link because you would hear now recording.
You can shout that at Hecubino in your mind. So in your he does go through it really quick, so you're gonna have to go do a bunch of screen grabs later. And you know, it's spreadsheets and stuff like that, and like, mm-hmm. you know, the 5-dimensional spreadsheets of the future. So like, it's a little unfortunate because you only are going to have images of it. So you can't do like data transformations. You'll have to like try to recreate it, and then it's going to have gaps.
Right. I can't make the tilt table spin.
Well, and right. but the thing is like, we don't need absolutely precise numbers, right?
Yep,
mainly
exactly.
The main thing we need are names, basically places where we can sniff around.
So it looks like it is not just drifters. It looks like Eon Souljet has what his circle of control within Abadar Corp, which is essentially synonymous with the Church of Abadar, is over a course of years and years and years, like going back, you know, a decade at least, has done things. He's engaged in shady credit operations, all sorts of like kind of pump and dump scams. He's, you know, defrauded investors. He's got engaged in money laundering. He sold, you know, weapons on the black market. You know, there's probably
and
like murder
moving violation,
murder for hire in here, like all sorts of stuff. Now, what's funny is, shockingly, he seems to pay attention to like the letter of the law, and he like does things in weird ways, like where he will do them in strange jurisdictions where it's like the law is all but unenforceable in that jurisdiction.
Very like, lawful evil.
Right. So like, you know, it's like, well, he has the local prosecutor in his pocket, so like no charges are ever brought. And like, technically, you know, that's on them. That's not on him. So and like you know, cross-referencing some of the Abadar bylaws, that seems to also be, it's frowned upon, but in a decidedly norm as opposed to law type way. You know, there's a bunch of lawful good Abadar worshippers that are like, no, this should be against the law. Then there's lawful neutral ones that are like, well, let's not change anything because we don't really want to change anything. And then there's guys like this who will get away with anything they can using the current system. Mm-hmm. So,
I'm having short, more real world flashbacks.
In short, Drifters almost seems like, yeah, he's scamming. Well, you know, depending on how you want to think of it, you know, millions, maybe hundreds of millions of credits off of, you know, some of his control over the races. But in it seems like he has much, much bigger, at least in credit terms, scams running. Drifters doesn't even, it's not more than 5% of his portfolio of stuff.
Yep. And yet he seems like they,
but it
they
is seem definitely more 5%, more than 5% of his time. Way, way more.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, yeah, here's like a significant amount of effort to keep tabs on us specifically.
Android Abolition Front's going to love this.
Oh, yeah, well, I forgot. That's another thing that they're involved in is, like, you know, Android indenture, which, yeah, like, there's been a solid movement to make that illegal. And, like, something like 70% of people in the Pac World systems think it should be illegal or, you know, phased out at least. And, like, most people, like, there's like 50% of people don't even realize it's still a thing. Right. And yet it gets tied up, like, due to the way the Pac World system works. Like, one planet can veto any of these bills, so it just never winds up happening.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, you guys have any other questions for me?
Oh.
I mean, I can stick around for a couple of hours in case you think of something, but I do want to get to getting.
Yeah, I think what we're going to do is, I think maybe we should head for the temple. What did you say the god was that takes care of maybe takes care of like mentally damaged people?
Shellen, yeah.
Shellen?
Yeah, Shellen.
Okay. Okay, so let's head to the nearest temple of Shellen we can find, and we'll let you out there. And that way, because if we went to the Android Abolitionist Front first, let you out there, that might ping their systems.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll drop off. Yeah, that sounds like a good order of things.
And yeah, we'll just have to sit and chew on this for a while.
Yeah, good luck. You know, you're...
You too, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, we're on the same side. How about that? The side not getting killed by Aria.
Well, let's hope we can all stay on the team.
All right. Yeah. Let me out, and I'll give you an address you can send messages to, and I may check them, and I may respond. I also may not.
Fair.
We'll get us your copy, and we'll cut that promo.
Yeah. Here, it, like, immediately can direct Bob to all the details on PitchCoin.
You can't miss
out. You guys, this stuff looks really fascinating. I think we should take some of our winnings and invest it in this.
Bob.
It's a scam.
You don't want to miss out. That's
the
thing.
Right?
All right. Bob.
There's a lot going on there, and we'll explain to you everything that's wrong with that later.
Yeah, you don't want to get into that right now.
The brave.
Also, hey, we should definitely.
They also say something about going in harm's way.
Not to invest in this, because it is exactly the sort of thing you would invest in.
All right, all right. We don't need to talk about this now.
Yeah.
Black Hat, get thee back to your raid. we'll drop you off at the nearest system with a temple we can find.
All right, deal. There are, I'm sure you guys are still in the Pact Worlds system, right?
Yeah.
Space. Yeah, I think so. I don't remember.
Station when this happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like this happened after Absalom Station, so I don't know if we're even still in orbit at Absalom Station or if we had gotten moving.
Yeah. You know, on Castrovel, there's certainly a reliable Temple of Shellon you can drop these two off at. After that, you can punch in your well, actually, I guess you don't even need to punch in the drift coordinates, because if you're just going to the asteroid belt, diaspora, then you can just use your regular
use engines. That kind of short wave thing, because we don't, like, the whole thing is like they didn't show us where they were, so we'll just go there and try to get a message to someone who knows someone.
Yep, do the regular rigmarole to get in touch with, you know, either the dwarves or the androids or Amsala and the you know, free captains of of the diaspora.
Cool.
Cool. And as the Hacker Devil bids you adieu, and I will answer any questions that you guys come up with if you want to think about it between games a little bit, just because I know you have a little bit more time in character than we do out of character. I will address those next time.
On Critical Hit. Thank you, everybody, for downloading and checking us out this week. So much to ponder. Why us? Why not someone else? What's going on? How are we going to take all this down? Again, why us? Anyway, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
It's Can-Can, over 50 years of endless deals. Endless deals at ShopRite's Can-Can sale. Going on now. You can't miss it.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.